Ek ek voel baie veilig vandag hier. Die polisie, Touwsrivier se polisie is hier om ons. So we are safe here today. Now with me here I have Abel Sonlo, Chief Tourism Officer CWDM. Good morning. Good to see you again.
Good morning everyone. Good morning to the viewers and all our partners. Okay, good morning everyone. Good morning Radio KC staff. It's nice to be here. To our viewers at Cape Islands. Thank you.
So this morning we're going to talk, the first thing I want to talk to you about, Easter visitor trends and tourism readiness. Now the Cape Islands attracts a significant number of Easter travelers and holiday makers. Based on previous years, what visitor trends do you anticipate for Easter 2026? And how is CWDM preparing to ensure a safe and enjoyable experience for tourists across the district?
Thank you very much. Cape Islands is ready to welcome all visitors to the Cape Islands. First and foremost, all our guest houses, B&Bs, hotels, restaurants are ready to welcome everyone. In part of that, as Cape Islands, we are providing all our frontline staffers at our local tourism associations with training, customer care training, because if you can retain one customer, meaning which the word of mouth will go out and we can have more people coming to the Cape Islands.
Now, promoting safe tourism experience, the campaign includes 40 Easter holiday and domestic safety tips covering water safety, child safety, and then general holiday precautions. But how does CWDM integrate these safety measurements into its tourism communication to ensure visitors engage responsible with local attractions?
What we are doing as Cape Islands, we are part and parcel of the Western Cape Province. We are having tourism monitors that are employed by national governments, which filters down to the regions. Each and every town in the Cape Islands have got tourism monitor, people that are guiding people into the area, warning them on what to do, not what to do. We've got a lot of scammers around. They get caught and some are emerging. But with the assistance of Westcro and all other tourism entities, we are in collaboration with South African Police Services. We're also working with the Cape Islands traffic officers. We also deploy people around all the ATMs. Same as apply as SAPs. They have SAPs across the Cape Islands. If I can take you a step back, in December last year, road carnages, because of the tourism awareness, road carnages went down, which Mr. Geba is going to talk more about that. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Sonlo, tourism partnerships and community engagement. Tourism thrives when communities and visitors feel safe and concerned. How is CWDM working with local tourism offices, hospitality establishments, and community partners to reinforce Easter safety messaging and enhance visitor engagement?
As Cape Islands, we've got a bi-monthly meeting with all our tourism stakeholders across the Cape Islands. All the ATAs, all the local tourism associations are represented, where each and every one from the length and breadth of Cape Islands, from Touwsrivier to McGregor to Ashton to Montage to Ceres to Tulbagh to Paarl to Stellenbosch, we're meeting bi-monthly where we get updates on all the activities that are going to happen and all the new and the emerging businesses. We talk about tourism safety. There's an element that we also forget, which is tourism health, which we don't take note of. Tourism health is very much important because each and every tourist needs to be taken care of. Yeah. If he gets sick, it goes to a doctor, and the doctor must not be a by-night doctor. It must be a doctor who is on the roster, an accredited doctor. Thank you.
Now, the impact of real-time safety and traffic updates on tourism. From a tourism perspective, how important is real-time information for visitor movement, and how does it support a smoother, safer travel experience across the winelands?
If we want our tourists and if we want to grow our economy in the Cape Winelands, we must make sure as tourism officers that we give the relevant information. We provide people with the relevant information, what to do, what not to do, where to go, where do we see that there's a danger here. Because tsotsis or the paraparas that are called today's paraparas here, parapara, even us as white, as office workers, we tend to become paraparas as well. Yeah. So we also need to be taking care of those scammers that are going to scam our tourists. Because one tourist which has got a bad experience in your area, the word of mouth can destroy your business. Thank you.
Our last question, showcasing the Cape Winelands as a safe, welcoming destination. One of the campaign's goals is to amplify the mayor's message of unity, responsibility, and community well-being. But how does CWDM use this movement to position the Cape Winelands as a safe, welcoming, and responsible tourism destination during the whole Easter period?
With the mayor as the number one citizen of the Cape Winelands, his voice or her voice is much more powerful than any other person. If the mayor says something, we must all follow, because he is the number one citizen and people trust the mayor's word because he represents the whole Cape Winelands. Just one example, we've got a huge festival going on in Franschhoek, which has got international tourists, which has brought international artists to the Cape Winelands to show that Cape Winelands is really trusted with safety. Our crime rate in the Cape Winelands is far less than Cape Town, which is our competitive advantage versus Cape Town and the other cities as well. Hence, you'll find that people are flocking to our Cape Winelands and into all our tourism businesses. Thank you.
Mr. Albosunlo, Chief Tourism Officer, CWDM. Always a pleasure to talk to you and interview you. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. We will enjoy this day. We are here in Toes River at the entrance of Cape Winelands between Toes River and Lanesburg. Thank you.
Yes, and if you pause here along the road, just wave and say hello. And we know you're on your way to holiday. This is 9:41.